Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
When you sell your cattle with Superior Livestock, they're all about getting top dollar on each and every one of your animals. Danny Jones, president of Superior Livestock, says one way that they do that is to encourage cattle producers to become BQA certified. Identifying your cattle ranch as a BQA certified operation allows cattle buyers to know you do the right thing.
If your ranch is BQA certified, then we want that up when your cattle sell, because it sends a message. Not only have you taken the time to go get that BQA certification, and hopefully it's creating more value in your cattle, but it also tells a buyer not only are your vaccinations being handled right, and that sort of thing, but also says that you care about what you do. Buyers want to know that you're proud of what you produce, and we want to help you recognize that.
Learn more by going to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 1-800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, cash cattle trade ended last week on a more positive note than it started, but essentially created a mixed bag with prices mixed mostly lower in the north. Dressed northern trade developed at mostly $165 to $168, although the full range was from $162 to $169.50. Most prices were steady to $3 lower. Live trade in the north ranged from 1 to 2 lower than the previous week, and late week support in southern live trade at about $108. These prices were steady to slightly higher than the previous week, but enough to create hope in the market given expectations of lower prices heading into the holidays. Friday's cattle on feed report fell in line with pre-report estimates, with on-feed numbers at 100% of a year ago levels. Although total cattle on feed increased just 5,000 head from a year ago, the ability to limit feed yard growth beyond seasonal gains is expected to help reduce further market pressure. Sharply lower wheat prices overnight after starting the evening session higher, but reversing hard along with outside markets. Short-term trends had turned up on most contracts, but overnight price action has mostly dashed any positive technical momentum. Solidly lower corn prices overnight, with March corn making a new contract high at $4.40 early in the evening session before reversing lower. It looks like corn's winning streak will come to an end at six sessions, which was the longest in the life of the contract. The soy complex led the ag sector strength overnight, but it would appear grains are following the outside market lead on concerns of the next coronavirus strain leading to more lockdowns. Well, mixed to weaker trade across the soy complex overnight, with soybean oil sharply lower, soybeans bouncing on either side of unchanged, and soy meal holding small gains. Soybeans and meal led buying at the overnight open, but also saw reversals at the outside financial market picture began to melt down. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving. Walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Livestock futures, February live cattle up 40 cents, 114.85. The April up 22 yesterday, 118. This was on Friday at 118.65. January feeder cattle down 52 cents, 140.45. March down 30, 142.30. February hogs up 30 cents, 65.80. And April up 62 cents, 69.92. Kansas City wheat, March is down 3/4 at 5.69 1/4. May down a half penny, 5.73 1/2. Chicago wheat, March down 3/4 at 5.69 1/4. May down a half cent, 573 1/2. March corn up 5 cents, 437 1/2, and May's up 4 1/2, 439 1/4. January soybeans up 18 3/4 at 1220. March is up 18 1/2 cents at 1224. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.